This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Spoke to the guys at Brandon Legal Group earlier today. We are actually going into our third calendar year together as partners in Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, including the one I'm hosting, Good vs. Evil Chapter 4, which is my 23rd tournament overall. This Saturday at the Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club in Clearwater, Florida. Brandon Legal Group has provided gifts to all players. They have put together a couple of prize baskets for my prize draft in this particular tournament, and I thank them for their support of the Todd Wright Tour. And I'll just remind you, when you are in need of legal assistance, and if you live in the Tampa Bay area, you do not need to live nor work in Brandon. You can call Brandon Legal Group anytime for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And don't get hung up on, well, maybe my legal issue is not their type of law in terms of what they specialize in. You need not worry about that with Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm. BrandonLegalGroup.com. Look forward to seeing them on Saturday, as I do Daniel Shipman from Full Torque Fitness, a longtime Todd Wright Tour supporter, as well as a supporter of the Toddcast. And just recently, I was over at Pin Chasers picking up a gift basket for the prize draft, free bowling for all my players. And as always, it's great to visit Pin Chasers, whether it's for business or pleasure. If you don't have Super Bowl plans, Pin Chasers specific, I have this for the Midtown location. I can't speak to whether this is going on at all three locations. It just says Midtown here, so that's what we'll go with. 4847 North Armenia in Tampa. On Sunday, it is Super Bowling at Pin Chasers. 5 p.m. to close. You can watch the Super Bowl and enjoy unlimited bowling and pizza. It'll only cost you $12. Remember, you don't pay for your shoes at Pin Chasers. If you need a pair of socks, just ask them. They will provide a pair for you. Also, during this $12 special from 5 p.m. to close, you can also buy Bud Light drafts for $1. You don't hear a lot about dollar drafts anymore. Those were the days. Also, children 15 and younger get a free $5 game card as part of coming to Pin Chasers for Super Bowling at Pin Chasers, Sunday, 5 p.m. to close. Remember, their big fundraiser coming up with my radio colleague and golf partner, Drew Garabo. It's Drew Garabo's Down to Bowl at Pin Chasers Midtown. Proceeds to the Down Syndrome Association. That's Saturday, February 29th. Go to 1025thebone.com for more information on Down to Bowl at Pin Chasers Midtown. If you listen closely, you can hear me doing laundry in the background. Before I own my own home, this is not the focus of the Toddcast. This is just an aside. Before I owned my own home, I never had my own washer dryer within the unit I lived. There was always one in the complex, but I became more of a wash, dry, fold person. You heard of this? You take it to a local laundromat, you take them your dirty clothes, and you leave them there. And they wash them, they dry them, they fold them, and then they bag them up, and they tell you they're ready. And I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. Now that I'm talking about it, it still is one of the greatest things in the world if you don't own your own washer dryer. Now, granted, I have to fold them myself, but speaking of Drew Garabo, people think when we play golf, like all we're doing is talking about sports or all we're doing is talking about radio. One round we were talking about doing laundry and how we both like doing laundry, and Drew and I both agree, it makes us feel productive. If you do nothing else, if you get some laundry done, we feel we've accomplished something. something in our life is better off for us doing the laundry than it would had we not done it. So in a very small yet tangible way, we feel productive. So I'm getting some laundry done on this Thursday evening before settling in. I've got a lot of work to do for Todd Wright Tour 23, Good versus Evil Chapter 4 coming up at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club, but I wanted to crank out another Toddcast. And I wanted to specifically talk about Vegas props. I feel like I was one of the first on national radio to talk about proposition bets on the Super Bowl, and not the corny offshore ones that don't generate a lot of revenue. The color of the Gatorade, the length of the national anthem, anything with commercials. To me, that's bullshit. No. Actual props that are regulated by the Nevada Gaming Commission that came from Jay Cornegay and staff at his prior stop and for many years now where he is at the Westgate Superbook, Las Vegas. I finally got all his props over the weekend, and it's pages and pages and pages. It's over 40 pages. It gets bigger every year. So I can't go through all of them with you, but here are just some of the ones I wrote down as I was going through. And I'm not being a tout here. I just find these interesting. I always like alternate spreads because, let's face it, there isn't much of an actual spread on this game. It's been anywhere between, some got it at even, some got it at two. For the most part, everybody has gotten it at one or one and a half. Not a lot exciting there. It's basically Vegas saying, we see it as an even game, and if we move it too much one way or the other, too much money is going to come in on the Chiefs if we make it even, or the Niners if we make it two. And there have already been some cases of that. So alternate spreads are fun. If you were of the belief the Niners not only shouldn't be the modest underdog, but are going to win by more than a touchdown or more than two touchdowns, might you be interested in plus 260 on the Niners laying 7.5? You can do that at the Westgate. Or getting plus 450, which is 4.5-1 odds, on the Niners laying 14.5. Alternate spreads with the Chiefs. If you see a Chiefs blowout, see them winning by more than 17, you can get the Chiefs at 6-1 odds to cover 17.5. Or you can take it a step further, take a true blowout, and lay 21.5 and get the Chiefs at 8-1 odds. The first catch by George Kittle, over-under on total yardage, 11.5 yards. You can get 3-1 odds that any point after touchdown kick will be missed. It has to be a kick. Cannot be a failed two-point conversion. I don't think Robbie Gould's going to miss one. But if the Chiefs start scoring a lot of touchdowns, maybe Butker misses one somewhere along the way in an unfamiliar stadium with unfamiliar wind patterns. 3-1 odds on any missed extra point. Has to be a kick. Will the game go overtime? 8-1. 8-1 odds that the game will go overtime. So let's compare just real quickly. What's the better 8-1 bet? Kansas City laying 21.5 blowout, or game going OT. It's the same payout. 8-1. Will the game be decided by 3 points? You need not pick who wins. It just needs to be decided by three. Final score, too. Not on a walk-off field goal. Doesn't have to be like that. Just final score. Decided by three. That's 4-1. And if you think it's going to be decided by exactly six, now this isn't a spread. This is an exact number. You can get 10-1 odds that the game ends with a six-point margin of victory. Will one quarter be scoreless? Both teams go an entire quarter without scoring any points. Honestly, that would probably be the first quarter, right? Because that's one of the great things Troy Aikman, in my opinion, said a long time ago. And he said it from his playing days. The first quarter goes by so fast when you're playing an NFL game. And probably the Super Bowl, because you've waited so long to play it. Not just the 2 weeks, but the day of. You get out there and just, I mean, there's no urgency to do anything. And next thing you know, you're switching sides. Any quarter being scoreless would get you 4-1 odds. All right, let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. Because he has thrown the ball almost negligibly the first two postseason games. The Niners have played terrific defense and simply run the ball down the throat of the Vikings and the Packers. Vegas doesn't think it'll be that way. Even though Vegas is basically saying, with the one-point spread, that they believe in the 49ers to be competitive in the game. Vegas, specifically Jay Cornegay at the Westgate, has the total number of passing attempts by Jimmy Garoppolo in the Super Bowl as 29.5. That's almost three times. It's basically three times what he did in the NFC Championship game. So just factor that in. If you believe in some of the Vegas wisdom and the way they look at these games, if they are setting that number at 29.5, they're telling you the Niners aren't going to be able to run the ball the same way, and they're probably not going to be playing from a big lead. Total points by Robbie Gould, 8.5. 8.5. You can look at that however you want. One of the best kickers we've seen in recent memory in the National Football League. Now, will Gold be a factor, or will the Niners be in a track meet where they kind of can't afford to use Robbie Gold? They're going to need to score touchdowns. Total quarterback sacks by the Niners, 2.5. If you're looking at it from the Niners' standpoint, that seems really low because they have so much talent on their defensive line to produce those sacks and a good secondary. On the other side, how often can you actually get to Patrick Mahomes based on his escapability and just his knowledge overall about avoiding big negative plays? I want to do all the Mahomes props at one time, so let me skip that one. Total yards by Travis Kelce in the game, 77.5. That seems high. That's all I'm going to say. And I've been a fantasy player that has owned Kelce on multiple occasions. We all know he's capable of a 100-yard game. But 77.5 just seems high to me for Kelce in this game. But that's where Vegas sees it. All right, let me look at last year. One of my favorite things, props to bet on the Super Bowl, is who scores the first touchdown and who scores the last touchdown. These are separate bets. I have hit these a few times in my life of betting Super Bowl props. Last year, there was very little that was memorable about last year's Super Bowl, right? It disappointed virtually all of you except Patriots fans. As I like to say, it's remembered for three things. One big play, Brady to Gronk. The last Brady to Gronk play in NFL history, because Gronk retires. The Jared Goff, the one throw he needed to make to a wide open receiver down the middle in the end zone, and he threw a duck. And then the third thing that happened in the game was Sony Michel scored a touchdown. It was the only touchdown. So if you had Sony Michel last year, to score first TD, you won. And ironically, if you had Sony Michel to score last TD, you also won. That's not going to happen in this game. Vegas, despite the Jimmy Garoppolo 29.5 pass attempt over-under prop, has Raheem Mostert as the 9-2 favorite to score the first touchdown and, not surprisingly, the last touchdown. The next in line would be Hill and Kelsey. It's either Hill, Kelsey, Kelsey, Hill. Big surprise, like a fantasy draft. Because remember, the quarterback doesn't count as scoring the touchdown if he throws it. He would have to rush for it or, in a weird way, catch it. One of the more popular prop bets is how many players will throw a pass in the game. And Vegas always sets the over-under at 2.5. It's basically saying, are you going to bet on just the two quarterbacks throwing passes? Or can you see a scenario where someone else does? Whether it is by design, whether it is a fake on special teams, or a quarterback gets injured. All those factors could hit the over. I was reading online today where a huge bet came in on this prop. I believe it was on the under. Under 2.5, so only that Mahomes or Garoppolo would throw a forward pass. My friend Joey is a big fan of the double result prop, and I have some history with this one as well. The double result prop is it's one bet, and you bet the first half result and the second half result. So let's say, you know, the 1-point spread does nothing for you. You're a Chiefs fan, and you're like, no, I want more for my money there. You can bet that the Chiefs lead at halftime and win the game and get double. You'd get 2-1 odds on that instead of even money. Niners a little bit better. If you like the Niners to lead at halftime and go on to win the game, last I saw it, it was 11-5. So a little better than 2-1. 15 years ago, I played that the game would be tied at halftime in a double result. And on a late touchdown, I believe scored by the Patriots against the Eagles, ironically an Andy Reid game, I won this double result. I had a halftime play with the Eagles winning and a halftime play with the Patriots winning. So I cashed the minute that game went to halftime. I was guaranteed to win one of the two tickets, and basically I was splitting the difference on the odds. This prop is basically always 12-1. So that year at Super Bowl 39, I cashed half of that because I lost on the Eagles result, but won on the Patriots and had them both tied at halftime. All right, let's look at Mahomes props. Mahomes total passing yards over under 308.5. Total passing yards for Patrick Mahomes. That Mahomes will score a TD. Score. Throwing one doesn't count as a score for Mahomes. That counts as a score for whoever he throws it to. So if he rushes or catches a TD, you get nearly 4-1. I saw it at plus 375 when I was doing research. Now, as far as Mahomes throwing touchdowns, if you feel strongly that the Niners are totally going to shut him down, shut him out. Mahomes throwing no touchdown passes, 8-1 odds. I find this really interesting. That he would throw 5 is 10-1. So Vegas actually is saying they think it's more likely he throws none than he throws 5. And if you're saying, well, 5's a lot, yet not based on what we've been seeing. And, you know, it's not a new trend in football that you can light up an opponent in the postseason. Steve Young threw for 6 touchdowns the last time the Niners won a Super Bowl. against the San Diego Chargers. And at least we can say San Diego Chargers in that sentence, because back then they were the San Diego Chargers when the Niners blew them out. Also, Mahomes, no surprise, is even money to win the MVP. Honestly, I was looking at other Chiefs' odds to win MVP, and it's, I hate to say this, because I said this about Tom Brady as well, and I was wrong, because Julian Edelman won MVP last year. So maybe I should rethink, is there any way the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and Mahomes doesn't win MVP, independent of a Mahomes injury? I guess so, because it happened last year. How would the Patriots win the Super Bowl and the Golden Boy not get MVP? He didn't. Julian Edelman did. So I guess that cracks the door open for, say, a George Kittle. I'll talk about the Niners here in a moment. A Travis Kelce or a Tyreek Hill or let's say Honey Badger has two picks. Or one of the Chiefs' defensive linemen have three sacks, something like that. So I guess you can make the case that way. On the Niners side, Mostert is 7-1. Kittle is 14-1 to win MVP. And I'm sorry, I didn't write down the Garoppolo odds. I didn't. So those are some of the propositions. Oh, and I want to give you, Vegas also has some fun. You can literally bet something, a prop in the Super Bowl against something that has nothing to do with the Super Bowl, such as an NBA game this weekend, something from an NBA game this weekend, something from an NHL game this weekend, something from a Premier League game this weekend, something from the Australian Open tennis this weekend. Let me give you a couple. Justin Thomas, and how many fairways he hits if he makes the cut of the Waste Management Phoenix Open. His fairways hit on Sunday, which is a maximum of 14 against the first quarter points total combined for Chiefs and 49ers. The line on that, by the way, is Thomas plus 1.5. Jonathan Marchessault, the outstanding scoring forward for the Vegas Golden Knights, his shots on goal against in a game, I believe, on Saturday for the Vegas Golden Knights against the total field goals made in the Super Bowl. Then if you want to really long play something, you can go with the, let's see what I got here. The Kansas City Royals total regular season wins. So they're appealing to the Kansas City fan base here. Kansas City Royals 2020 regular season win total versus the Chiefs as a team and their total rushing yards in the Super Bowl. The Royals are getting 24.5. And finally, in honor of the Raiders moving to Las Vegas, you can bet the Las Vegas Raiders regular season win total and get a half point added to it, half a win, against the total points in the Super Bowl scored by Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker. Those are some of the fun props, and some of them give you sort of an idea of how Vegas sees the game as well, if you look close enough. Thanks to Jay Cornegay for all the quality work and his staff from the Westgate Superbook Las Vegas and for his longtime friendship. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Remember, they have Super Bowling at Pin Chasers on Sunday at the 4847 North Armenia location, $12, 5 p.m. to close. Watch the Super Bowl, eat unlimited pizza, unlimited bowling. Your shoes are free. If you need socks, those are free. And Bud Light drafts are only $1. Visit pinchasers.net. Also, Brandon Legal Group. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Call anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG4ME. They are your full-service law firm in Tampa Bay. Thanks for listening to the Toddcast. I'll crank you out one more before we kick off Super Bowl 54. Thanks for listening.